the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the west.
Welcome to the show, folks. Never a dull moment in the Trump phenomenon. And another amazing 24 hours. And we'll share our take on it with you. We being Paul Fromm in Canada. Paul, thank you for joining us.
Yes, glad to be here.
And George in Maryland. Thank you, George.
I'm good to be here, James.
And the no mushroom cloud sighted yet over Baltimore, and the we're all in one piece, and we will talk tonight. We will talk, of course, about Syria. We'll talk about Xi Jinping, the Chinese president, and also about the an unalloyed piece of great good news today, the confirmation of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, only 49 years old, which means actually quite realistically, it looks like he's very trim and it must be eating well, and he could easily serve on the court for 30 years. So Mitch McConnell himself today said he thought that the confirmation of Neil Gorsuch is his greatest contribution, McConnell's greatest contribution in his political career.
I'd probably agree, being
there's some really neat things about the Gorsuch confirmation. The man who will administer the oath on Monday to Neil Gorsuch is Justice Anthony Kennedy. And that is after he will have a private swearing-in presided over by Chief Justice John Roberts in the Supreme Court chambers. Well, Justice Kennedy is thought to be, he is the swing vote in many of these 5-4 decisions which have gone our way in recent times during the life of Antonin Scalia, and which were now at risk in 4-4 votes, where if Kennedy voted the wrong way, we're in bad shape. So Kennedy's been the swing vote, but guess who was a law clerk for Anthony Kennedy? So might be thought to have a real in with Anthony Kennedy, might be able to influence him with a wink or a nudge sitting there next to him on the Supreme Court. Neil Gorsuch. Gorsuch was a law clerk for Anthony Kennedy. What a nice coincidence. So anyway, that's very good. And when will he start making a difference? Well, he'll be sworn in on Monday. The following Monday, he'll be sitting on the Supreme Court and deciding, making decisions, casting votes. So that's very good. And that good news I was just talking with John Stadtmiller. That's 30 years, folks, of good news that's coming our way. And I still proclaim 8 years of good news coming with the Trump phenomenon. We'll bring us to the question of Syria here in a moment. Let's sticking on the Supreme Court vote here, just to give you some of the details. It was 54 to 45 today, and so that's pretty good. There was one person.
A couple of Democrats voted for Gorsuch.
Yes, one Democrat, Johnny Isaacson of Georgia, did not vote, but three Democrats, all the Republicans, voted for Gorsuch, and which is wonderful. That's what the Republican Party needs to start doing, is acting as an organic family the family that votes together, stays together, whatever. Three Democrats voted for Gorsuch. Heidi Heitkamp of my state of North
Dakota.
She's
been saved, James.
Yes, she saved her political career. Heidi Ho, yes. Heidi Heitkamp voted. Joe Manchin, a pretty good Democrat of West Virginia, he voted for Gorsuch. And Joe Donnelly of Indiana, the third Democratic senator. So that's the score today, and all the brouhaha and verbiage coming out of Chuck Schumer and all these other gesticulating Democrats has come to nothing. It was good the Republicans held out against the nomination of Garland to the Supreme Court. This all has come to a wonderful conclusion here with the confirmation of Gorsuch. And then we can only look forward to the appointment of the next judge, and the one talked about often, Anthony Napolitano. That could be a great follow-on to Gorsuch. Now let's talk about Syria. Okay, Kelso, what's your take on Syria? Well, here's how I think this is going to work out. The facts first. The facts. Trump did have a National Security Council meeting, which unanimously endorsed the idea of a strike against Assad's airport. They were convinced. I said in my show, you know, this show, our show yesterday, I said, you know, I think the wise thing to do would be to wait a week and see for a serious, profound investigation as to what happens. So you make sure you've got the facts right before you act, and then maybe act decisively. So apparently Donald Trump convinced, and his National Security Council convinced, by whatever means, whatever source of information they have, that in fact it was Assad's air force that launched an attack. It did involve chemical weapons, and there were civilian casualties. And then it was Trump's decision and his Security Council to not consult with the UN. Some people could criticize that. Others could say, that's a bold move. Forget the UN. Push them to the side. Bush and Clinton and others before made a big show of going to the UN, making all kinds of speeches, you know, to get a UN authorization to act militarily. Trump is saying, I don't need that. That may be a good thing. Then he also acted, did not jeopardize American troops. It was a strike with missiles. There was notification given to that airbase and to the Russians. Not much notice, an hour, that ain't much. But they were told, get out of Dodge, we've got something coming. And so there were no Russian casualties, most importantly. No Russian was killed or injured. No Russian equipment was destroyed, as far as we know. And the Air Force has said, or the Navy had said, we avoided. There were Russian facilities on that airbase, and we specifically avoided them. In other words, they could be that precise with those 59 Tomahawks. There were apparently some, the Syrian government is saying there were some casualties, including some women and some children. That's not authenticated yet. Is Bashar Assad, you know, a great guy? And, you know, has Donald Trump pulled the rug out from under a great champion of American liberty and, you know, our great friend and bosom buddy and so on? No, what I said yesterday is we don't really have a dog in the fight. These things going on in the Middle East, Donald Trump got this right earlier in his campaign, saying why $6 trillion wasted in Iraq and Afghanistan and everywhere else in the Middle East, an area that has nothing to do with America First.
Yeah.
So Trump got that right. And a reasonable man could disagree here. Did he get it right on this, his decision to make a bold strike, knock out some property? That was what was intended. This is war, so other people die in war. But he targeted property. If I were Bashar Assad right now, I certainly, if I am doing some bad things, I'm going to stop. If I am doing chemical warfare against my own people, I am going to stop doing that because I have this nagging feeling, if I'm Assad right now, that the next Tomahawk might fly in my bedroom window. So I'm going to stop doing that. I don't know whether I believe people have reported that he has engaged in some pretty nasty forms of warfare in the past. Of course, his opponents are animals, utterly beyond redemption. But that's the deal with wars in the Middle East. This is not a war between. This is not by Western standards. There's nothing Western or civilized about it on any side. So,
James. George has a little bit of a take that not too many weeks ago, a very interesting guy in Asia Minor made some very interesting statements. I think he's become a super, super threat to the area. And Syria and Assad are on his southern flank. I'm not a real fan of what the Turks might be doing. They're sending all the refugees and whatnot into Western Europe and are open about it, and they're threatening all the other countries. So as it plays out, wouldn't it all break my heart if Turkey in that interesting area, scratches their head a few times about just how aggressively they're going to pollute Western Europe? Just George's take on a Friday night.
I like this. And Paul, your thought?
I am not enthusiastic about the attack on Syria. I've been to the Middle East. I would never claim to be an expert, but it's, as they say about on dating sites, it's complicated. It's not a simple matter. And I think Donald Trump's initial instinct to keep out was a good one.
I agree.
Now, I think he was, to take it at face value, I think he was very emotionally overcome by this, the bombing, the chemical warfare against civilians. But there is quite an undercurrent on the internet that while it was chemical warfare, that it may not have been Assad may not have dropped, chemical bombs. That the rebels had the bombs or had the chemicals, and when the bombs hit their storehouse, there were some of this really lethal stuff escaped. I can't pretend to know for sure, but I think that's really a worry.
Well, Lou Dobbs today, I love the way Lou Dobbs has been covering the Trump phenomenon, and his take today was it is going to take weeks to find out exactly what happened. So the question you posed there, Paul, there was another person on the online today, a chemical warfare expert, saying, I don't think it was sarin. I think it was chlorine. But all of this, I'm sure the Russians will be on the ground able to investigate right on the scene, and they will have their own report, I'm sure. And other people will investigate. Hopefully there will be a thorough investigation. We find out exactly what happened. I'm with you. I would not have ordered a strike without consulting. I would have made first a phone call to Vladimir Putin. I would have directly talked with him.
Maybe he did.
Well, possibly. But it sounds as if he didn't. But that's a good point. That's good. That's right, George. I mean, are these folks at that level going to, tell us everything that happens? You're right, not. Now, Dmitry Medvedev, the Russian prime minister, who has alternated with Vladimir Putin as president of Russia, the two have traded off, he made a very negative assessment of Trump's actions today in a Facebook posting. And he said that this severely damaged American-Russian relations. He said, in a really telling comment, he said, when Trump got elected, he said, I was just, counting the days until the Washington establishment would get to him. And he said, well, he lasted 2.5 months. That's a very negative assessment from the Prime Minister of Russia, Dmitry Medvedev. Nothing fatal about that assessment. It's one man's opinion. And of course, everyone has that concern. Anytime a patriot gets any kind of position, which maybe happens only once in your lifetime, of course, there's a constant concern. Are all the rats around him going to take over the conversation or, overly influence the policy, et cetera, et cetera? Is he going to survive? And that sort of thing. And and of course, we'll follow this on this show. Everybody who's got an argument to make in this, they will be making it, and we will find out the facts, and we will also see the reverberations around the world. As you point out, Paul, if I'm Erdogan, I think everybody in the world is looking at Donald Trump saying, really not a guy you really don't want to spit in his face. It might not turn out well. I think the president of China, Xi Jinping, he noticed this. The missiles were flying while they were eating steak at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, my God. that is brass cojones. It really is.
Yeah. As Lou Dobbs said, he said, this is the stuff of Hollywood movies. He's seated at this elegant table, and the missiles are flying, and the glasses are clinking, and people are helping Melania and Mrs. Xi to their seats. But
it does paint the picture of the Godfather just a little bit.
Xi Jinping has to have thought to himself, maybe I better get a little more stern with my buddies in North Korea, because I do not want this to happen in Pyongyang. I do not want those two destroyers to make their way through the South China Sea up to North Korea and send their send their next load of missiles into Pyongyang. it's clear. What's his name in North Korea, Kim Jong-un, he's also got to be losing a little bit of sleep. So that problem does need to be solved. A North Korean crazy man with nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles is a problem that must be solved. It's impossible to disagree with that. Tokyo is at risk. At a very minimum. Imagine.
Seoul is at risk. Tokyo is at risk.
So is Beijing.
Yeah.
Why not? I'm sure there's no love lost between the North Korean leader and the chairman of the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah. Imagine if through inaction and indecisiveness, which is what the American government has had before Donald Trump, imagine if through indecisiveness a nuke were detonated over Tokyo or in Tokyo, and 1 million people died. And all because people didn't have the brains to take out a crazy man. Yes.
No, I mean I agree with you. What if? And I say it's just unthinkable. That is the big problem. That is probably one of the biggest problems on Donald Trump's table right now. What to do about the whack job in North Korea? But Bashar al-Assad has no weapons that could reach Athens or Rome or Paris, let alone the United States. He's no threat to the United States. The guy with the Wayne Newton haircut there in Pyongyang is.
Yes. We'll take a little break here, Paul, and then I'm gonna connect this today's events in Syria, yesterday's, to Kim Jong Un right after this break.
Why don't we interview Kim Jong Un?
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We've got 40 more minutes of Trump phenomenon here. And just one last point I wanted to throw in here on the North Korean and the Syrian situation is that Donald Trump made the point that it's a national security threat to the United States. I need to remember his exact word, but he was saying unlawful or weapons like the poison gas, chemical weapons. And the immediate thought, it only takes 2 seconds to think, wait a minute, what's the threat to America of rogue nukes? It's very similar to rogue chemical weapons. And so, again, if I'm Kim Jong-un, I am noticing that Donald Trump is ready to take very decisive action. No consultation with the UN. I like that.
Me too.
I'm not so sure I like as little consultation as he did with the House leadership or the Senate leadership or others. He kept it within the National Security Council, apparently. But give the man a break. In the context of the leaking that's been going on around him, I would bet he is actually, he's probably gets the jitters just picking up his telephone. And, you know, one of the things I thought when he had his private meeting with Rand Paul on his Trump National Golf Course on an island in the Potomac River, just a few miles outside of D.C., next to Herndon, Virginia, I thought, you know, it hit me. They're like, this is nice. They're playing golf. This is good. All that stuff's great. And Rand Paul, this is wonderful. And by the way, Ron Paul has been saying good things about Donald Trump lately, and I hadn't noticed that. I researched that and found some great statements from Ron Paul about Donald Trump in recent weeks. I'm sure Ron Paul will have something not good to say about the Syria strike. That is not.
And he has. So Ron Paul, his statement was, there's a 0% chance that Assad was behind the chemical whatever. That's very interesting to me that, you know, zero is a pretty stark. So,
yeah. Wow. You
know,
that's wild.
Donald Trump is trusting his intel. We all know that, you know, we've been talking about the CIA and intel for a couple of years. So he trusted his intel. Does Ron Paul have better intel? Sure makes me wonder.
Or better instincts, you know. Yeah, like one of Ron Paul's standards may be, how do I know these guys are lying? Because their lips are moving. that may be his standard. And
it's amazing stuff here, James. So, this is where Donald Trump trusted his intel.
Yes. Now,
it's very interesting because now we're about to find out whether that intel was worth anything or not.
Right.
Might take a while, but he, he certainly put him on the spot. He has plenty of reason to suspect everybody, CIA, NSA. I mean, they're trying to get him for being too smoochy with the Russians or a half a dozen other things. So can Donald Trump trust his intel?
Well,
the trillions that we spend on intel. So he did, and I guess we're going to find out.
Yes, and he's going to find out if he got played. There are some columnists writing today. They're using that phrase: "You got played, President." If he got played, guess what's going to happen, folks? Is that all negative? Is that all she wrote? No. If he got played, that's not the end of the story for him. He will find out who set him up. He'll find out who lied to him, and that's good to get that out of the way.
You're all over that, James. I'd be delighted. George is extremely suspicious of intel people. I know lots of them. I don't even think we should have a CIA or an NSA or a DIA, and lots of people at RBN, I'm sure, would agree with me. But we got them. They're powerful. They take people out, including presidents. So Donald Trump's got formidable enemies in and out, and probably none more formidable than his own intel apparatus.
Yes, and if they lied to him, I'm sure he was stuck with that situation. The event on Tuesday, Wednesday, he's briefing with them, and he's having a National Security Council meeting. As far as I can understand, the National Security Council was in D.C. and Donald Trump was at Mar-a-Lago, and so they're having a meeting on the phone. Meanwhile, he's meeting with King Abdullah, and then the next day he's going to meet with the President of China. So if he was set up, and if he was lied to, he will get that out of the way. Those people will walk the plank. We got a little break here. Your phone call is at 800-313-9443. We can take those right after this break. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. provide.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks, and I've got, for me, we've got a couple callers on the line, but the photograph that makes the show tonight for me, I'm looking at it right now. I just hit it while we're during the break here, waiting for your calls at 800-313-9443. This is a photograph of the Situation Room at Mar-a-Lago, where Donald Trump is seated at a long white table facing a monitor that's obviously showing the video from the Syria strike. Seated with him around this table are 12 men and one woman, all leaders. One Marine guard blocking the door, and everybody has obviously very secure equipment. This is obviously a secured room. I forget the name for such rooms. Here's what makes the photo, folks. Sitting right behind Donald Trump, guess who? Steve Bannon. And right next
to him. Well,
I
thought he was fired.
Nope. Ain't been fired, folks. Ain't been fired. Good. And seated right next to Steve Bannon, Steve Miller. Now, these are two of the real patriots that covered the campaign trail, you know, that were there giving Trump the great advice, helping to craft the great speeches. And there they are at Mar-a-Lago. Okay? Steve Bannon's not in Washington, left behind. He's at Mar-a-Lago, staying there in this palatial estate that Trump has built there, the Marjorie Post mansion. And there's Steve Miller. So I hope that calms a lot of people down. There's no question Steve Bannon is the real deal. And he's right there, seated right behind Donald Trump with the 12 men and one woman in this leadership room. And these are all cabinet level people in that room. So Steve Bannon is not out in the hallway. He's not in the foyer. He's not in Washington, D.C. He's right behind our president. And so.
Very interesting day, James.
Yes, very interesting. Let's go. Yeah, let's go to some calls, and we'll start with. Let me go here. I'm just very affected by this photograph because that's been one of my concerns. There's this big brouhaha being generated that, you know, Steve Bannon is on the skids.
That's what I was hearing on CNN. Yeah, that worried me.
Yeah, that was fake news, sports fans.
Yeah, and one of the things that the media does, they've done this, you know, for years, they've done this for all of our lives, folks. They will take their wish list of things they want to happen and start announcing them as having happened.
Yeah.
And it really affects people. You start saying, Kelso has been arrested on counterfeiting charges. You know, and all of a sudden people are going, whoa, Kelso's a
counterfeiter.
All
you could do is give me some, Jane.
Kelso's a counterfeiter. You know, I mean, it affects people. And, news guys, the Hearst papers discovered this very early on. William Randolph Hearst was one of the great originators of this. He had a political, I think it was in Baltimore, actually. He wanted to destroy the mayor. And so he ran a headline on his paper that everybody read the next day. It was something to the effect of no evidence found that mayor beats his wife something cheating on his wife. And the headline is no evidence found. The story becomes, oh, the mayor's cheating on his wife, you know, or beating his wife or something. And it destroyed that mayor. Anyway, it works. So, and no, I'm not counterfeiting, and I don't have any money, real or counterfeit. So that makes my day, that photograph, seeing Bannon and Miller, especially Bannon, right behind our president. Let me go to your calls right now. Let me find the right box to find your calls. We've got Gringo in Arizona, Jack in Louisiana, and Ramsey in Canada. So let us go to... Let us go to Jack in Louisiana to start. No, I'm sorry. Gringo?
Yeah,
Gringo
I'm was on. Up.
Okay, do we have Gringo or Jack?
We got Jack.
Okay.
Hi, Jack.
Okay, hi. Now, Assad has broken international law by using chemical poisonous weapons on people, correct?
That is the allegation, yes. And in the past, it doesn't
Okay, now,
has,
do you hear anybody yes. squawking since the first Gulf War? The United States shooting tons of radiological poisonous weapons, multi-generational kill, omni-kill weapons in the Middle East.
Yeah, depleted uranium.
Depleted uranium.
Yep, all over the place. That's right.
And ain't nobody squawking about that, is they?
Well, yes, there are. Folks like you, folks like me. Shame on us.
Yeah, well, let's see if he takes the depleted uranium out. It penetrated the in 82. I received the secret briefing, and they told us right then that one breath off the smoke of burning depleted uranium, which half of it burns up, half of a 9-pound penetrator burns up when you shoot it through a tank. If you take one breath off the smoke, you will get sick anywhere from 2 weeks to 20 years. Won't say in that time frame when you'll get sick, but you will get sick. Now that's what they told us. They don't tell the GIs today anything about it.
Yeah. Well,
the next day after we uploaded it, they took our Geiger counters and radiological meters away, said we didn't need it anymore. Well, it was sealed right down to the lead paint. If it got the slightest scratch on the paint on the projectile, it was unserviceable and you had to turn it in. And if you accidentally shot one in Germany somewhere, they had 24 hours to tell the Nuclear Regulatory Commission where it was because they had to go get it.
Well, now, Jack, I very much appreciate you being in our audience and calling with information. It sounds like you've got firsthand information. Please continue supplying us with this great firsthand information. And, Jack, I think you can confirm this. You seem to know 100 times more than I do on the subject. But in case people don't know, why would there be depleted uranium? What would be the rationale? What, how could someone defend?
Okay, the excuse they used at the time in 82 was the original penetrators of Sabo was made out of tungsten, you know, the stuff in the light bulb, so it wouldn't burn up at that high speed when it was shot. It penetrates no better than tungsten, but the Russians had the greatest stockpiles of tungsten, and they found out our penetrators were made out of tungsten, so we're going to make them now out of depleted uranium. That was the excuse they used.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, Jack, but it may be my own ignorance. One of the excuses for using the depleted uranium is that it's incredibly massive. It's a very heavy element, and therefore it has more penetrating power.
No, they told us right then in 82 at that secret briefing, it penetrates no better than tungsten.
Okay, you just educated me on something. Very interesting.
Yep, they're lying about it being the secret bullet and it penetrates better. They're lying about the whole thing. Every GI prior to going in the combat zone where it was going to be used was to be tested for depleted uranium exposure. Every GI coming out was to be tested for depleted uranium exposure. And to date, zero have been tested except for Time magazine tested some MPs years ago whose children were coming out deformed like the children in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, and they were hot with DU poisoning.
Wow. Okay, Jack. Well, thank you very much. Please do us a favor and call us with more information like that in the future.
All right.
And thank you, sir. Let's go to Senor Gringo in Arizona.
TC, George, Paul, James, and Gringo. Good evening, gentlemen.
Well, what's the latest?
Well, you know, I have some things to say, and, you know, I know we have a very limited time, less than 20 minutes left, and this has maybe a better venue would be Sunday's show, but I'll start off that, you know, first off, I support Donald Trump, voted for him the whole nine yards, was behind him, and, you know, maybe there certainly is, he couldn't be played, and we don't have access to the information and stuff, but just as an example, you know, a couple, 3 weeks ago, he had a joint session of Congress and made a point of saying that he's the president of the United States, not he's the president of the world, but last night in his post cruise missile launch into Syria, he mentioned something about global security. So I kind of see that as a contradictory statement. And, you know, the United States has a very long history of lying to the American people, whether it was Saddam and Halabja and the Kurds and the gassing, or Iran Air Flight 655 and 1988, or the Libyans and the LaBelle Disco and Germany and
yes,
all
of
that.
Course. And what we've, you know, Gringo, what we've been counting on, of course, is that Donald Trump is, in fact, a man of the people. He is actually a real patriot who is not lying to us. And that's what we've all been counting on. And I still have implicit faith in that. I believe that very much. And it's made difficult. Keeping that faith is made difficult by the fact that we are barraged with a very good disinformation media. Well, one of their tactics is to undermine, you know, is to break apart the Trump coalition and the Trump support. So, and they will do this with fake news and false news constantly. So but go ahead, continue with your thoughts.
No, I just, you know, those are just laying out some things. There was also President Clinton launching a cruise missile attack into
Don't even go through it. Gringo, you know, all of us in this audience, we've been enduring this for decades. Paul, George, and I have talked about this. There hasn't been one single piece of good news out of an American president in our lifetimes. And the lies, it's just been a question of whether one is more of a liar than the next. So more of a dope than the next. So this is the first time we've ever had good news. But go ahead, Gringo. You give us one last thought.
Okay, very good. You know, I may have kind of an inside line because we got a guy on in the morning on KFY. It's a local talk show. It's the same station that's got Limbaugh and Hannity and Beck and everything. But he's got kind of an inside line, and he had McCain and Flake and a guy named Representative Swikert on this morning, and they all popped in for 5 or 10 minutes, gave their opinions and stuff. And this guy represents.
Gringo, let me give the bad news to the audience there. Of course, you probably all know this better than I do. But all of the wrong people have been praising Donald Trump today. With the only one that I, the exception I found so far is I haven't been able to find Rachel Maddow praising Donald Trump. But everybody else, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Elliot Abrams, Paul Wolfowitz, Hillary Clinton, you know, a who's who of the bad guys. They've been praising Trump for being a great leader with a strike in Syria. Now, that's enough to, you know, scare you for sure. But the so I just want to add that, you know, that bit of scary news in here. Go ahead, Gringo.
Exactly. Well, anyway, you know, sometimes we need to ask about the question, qui bono, you know, who would? So I guess it's nice that, you know, Donald Trump told us in the debate with him and Hillary that he was going to assign an independent counsel and she was going to jail. But I noticed that we're not talking about that. Susan Rice, or 4 days ago, they were going to arrest her. And now I understand that Cheryl Atkins, remember, she was the CBS reporter that was looking into, you know, Fast and Furious, and now all of a sudden her case is in court against Eric Holder and spying on her and breaking into her computer and playing malware.
Gringo, just to be accurate, in all those many wonderful Donald Trump rallies in which folks like us were screaming, lock her up about Hillary Clinton, which is wonderful, and we still do it, okay, and it's still wonderful, Donald Trump, to be accurate, he said numerous times, he said, you know, at one point he said, I think it's enough to win. It's enough to win. You know, and then, well, we'll talk about that and so on. He has not pledged, I'm going to lock her up. There's reasonable men can disagree. Would it be smart to go after Hillary personally, to put her in Sing Sing? Would that be smart? There are many ways in which that might not work out. So he hasn't broken any of his promises, Gringo. And go ahead.
No, I agree. And again, you know, I stand behind the guy and I really want to put my faith in it. But like I say, I'd like to flesh some of these other things out to give some of the background. But certainly this isn't the venue for tonight because we're almost out of time. But I'd like to call in Friday. But, you know, just as a prime example, when President Trump says that the Obama administration is tapping his phones and all this and stuff and surveillance, well, here's a prime example with Cheryl Atkins on Fast and Furious and CBS reporter, and they had actually surveilled her and hacked into her computer. So why isn't it the Rush Limbaughs and the Hannitys interviewing her saying, well, you know, Obama did it over here, so there's a very good possibility because they've got a track record of doing this against them, so what's the big stretch of the deal?
Well, okay, that's another story. That's a breaking story. And will Jeff Sessions go after the clear felonies that took place in the leaking of intelligence? You know, this, there's so many, Gringo, there's so many things going on. It's hard to believe, you know, we laughed a moment ago about, you know, the eating the steaks at Mar-a-Lago while the missiles are flying. Donald Trump is having to have so many balls in the air and juggle so many things. I'll just tell you, for me, the big good news of today for me is seeing this photograph of Steve Bannon sitting behind Donald Trump in the Situation Room, that's what they're calling it in the news report, at Mar-a-Lago, and the rest of the cabinet, half the cabinet's there in that meeting with him. But anyway, Gringo, and we'll get on. It's the wall is coming up. Well, there'll be a big chunk of that wall there in Arizona, so I look forward to your firsthand accounts of the construction of the wall as it goes up in Arizona.
I can hardly.
Okay, thanks, you know, Gringo.
One last parting shot. You know, the United States has got a long history of using chemical weapons in its own people. I can go back to at least the Bonus Marchers post-World War I, where they sent in Patton and Eisenhower and tear gas and drove the Bonus Marchers out of Washington and killed a lot of them. So I'm going to call in Sunday, and maybe we can flesh out some of these deals.
Yeah, and World War I, of course, is absolutely filled with chemical weapons all around. All right, thank you very much. As we kind of wrap up the show here, we got one more segment after this next break. I want to just do a little housekeeping here and stoke the flames and fire of your enthusiasm for Paul Fromm's upcoming book on the genocide against white people that's going on in South Africa. So if you want to help fund that book, you can send contributions to the American Freedom Party at our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Just go on the website. It's self-explanatory. You'll see a PayPal and other ways to contribute there. And just mark your contribution. If you send it in a letter or PayPal, whatever, just mark Paul Fromm or South Africa Book. We will know exactly what you mean and make sure that money goes to Paul Fromm's historic book on what's going on in South Africa. That's a book we want to get on Donald Trump's desk. And I don't know if there's been any action on appointing an ambassador to South Africa. We'll check into that. Here we come up on our last break. We'll have another segment to follow. Stay tuned.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart.
Hey, we're back, folks. We've only got one segment left. I put in a plug for Paul Fromm's South African book coming up. I'll put in a plug for our own show here. If you want to help fund the show, send a contribution to James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN 56721. And we'll keep this show going for... take another call here. And any apologies to anybody who can't get in tonight. Larry in Washington, if you're there, you're on the air.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of callers about the history of America and the use of chemicals upon their own citizens. And I don't say this lightly. Everybody on this, all the other shows on this network, totally disagree with you about Trump. And now that you say Ron Paul comes out and says there is no way that Assad did this, to me, all you might as well drop to your knees, pull Trump's pants down.
Wait a minute, Larry. Larry. Okay? Stop it, buddy. I got my finger on the kill button right here, buddy. If you can't be decent in a family show, then don't ever call us, okay? All right. Bye, buddy. Okay? I won't take that kind of crap on my show. Larry, I don't want you in the audience, my friend. Take off. Take a hike. All right? Be a white man, Larry. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, can I insert something? Donald Trump certainly proved right yesterday. Were you following the delicate?
Paul, let us. I want to cover that on the Sunday show, but I want to answer this clown, Larry, first.
Okay.
And Larry, I don't want you. I do not want you in my audience. Okay, buddy? If you can't act like a white man, I don't want you in the audience.
Yeah, we don't need that vulgar talk.
I don't need that kind of stuff, buddy. And then just to answer the question of is supporting Donald Trump some? Larry, your kind of negativism, your kind of what do you believe in? Who do you believe in? What good news have you ever seen, Larry? Okay, it's all bad news. It's all terrible. It's all going to hell in a handcart. Well, Larry, you're wrong, buddy. We have elected, in fact, a man who has done incredible things for us already, and he will do incredible things more. And to bail out every time, to hit the eject button, every time you get worried, is not the right way to fly a plane. All right. That was fun, folks. And we're going to have more fun on Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Join us then. See you then.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.